THE SILENT BARRIER by Lewis Tracy. CHAPTER I. THE WISH.
Mail in?
Yes, sir. Just arrived. What name?
Charles K. Spencer. The letter clerk seized a batch of correspondence and sorted it with nimble fingers. The form of the question told him that Spencer was interested in letters stamped for the greater part with bland presentments of bygone presidents of the United States. In any event, he would have known by long experience of the type that the well-dressed, straight-limbed, strong-faced young man on the other side of the counter was an American. He withdrew four missives from the bundle. His quick eyes saw that three bore the Denver postmark, and the fourth hailed from Leadville.
"That is all at present, sir," he said. "Would you like your mail sent to your room in future, or shall I keep it here?"
"Right here, please, in number 20 slot. I could receive a reply by cable while I was going and coming along my corridor." The clerk smiled deferentially. He appreciated not only the length of the corridor, but the price paid by the tenant of a second-floor suite overlooking the river.
"Very well, sir," he said, glancing again at Spencer. "I will attend to it."
And he took a mental portrait of the man who could afford to hire apartments that ranked among the most expensive in the hotel. Obviously, the American was a recent arrival. His suite had been vacated by a Frankfurt banker only 3 days earlier, and this was the first time he had asked for letters. Even the disillusioned official was amused by the difference between the two latest occupants of number 20. Herr Bamberger, a tub of a man, bald-headed and bespeckled, and this alert, sinewy youngster with the clean-cut features of a Greek statue, and the brilliant, deep-set, earnest eyes of one to whom thought and action were alike familiar. Spencer, fully aware that he was posing for a necessary picture, examined the dates on his letters, nipped the end off a green cigar, helped himself to a match from a box tendered by a watchful boy, crossed the entrance hall, and descended a few steps leading to the inner foyer and restaurant. At the foot of the stairs he looked about for a quiet corner. The luncheon hour was almost ended. Groups of smokers and coffee drinkers were scattered throughout the larger room, which widened out below a second short flight of carpeted steps. The smaller anteroom in which he stood was empty, save for a few people passing that way from the restaurant, and he decided that a nook near a palm-shaded balcony offered the retreat he sought. He little dreamed that he was choosing the starting point of the most thrilling adventure in a life already adventurous.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?